The senior men's basketball team will this evening in Dakar, Senegal, play against Gabon in the first Group C first round qualifiers for the 2025 AfroBasket tournament. Coach Alfred Aboya and his players had their first training session in Dakar yesterday and build up to the match against Gabon at 11 p.m. today. Tomorrow, they will play against Rwanda in their second match, and on Sunday, they will take on the host country, Senegal, in the last match of the first round qualifiers. Coach Alfred Aboya says they are ready for the three encounters.
We are going to play Gabon. Last time I faced Gabon, I was a player, 2003. Gabon since then has improved. That's our first opponent. Rwanda is a well-coached team. They are one of the best coaching nations of Africa in Sheikh Sarr. Then Senegal, of course, one of the premier basketball countries in the continent. Big teams. However, we are coming here to compete, to get some victories.
The Handball Lionesses will leave the country this weekend for Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo ahead of the 26th Women's Handball Africa Cup of Nations. They will compete with Angola, Tunisia, Guinea, Uganda, Angola, and the Democratic Republic of Congo in the group stages of the competition that will run from Wednesday, November 27 to December the 7th. Ben Collins Nyeberwa has the details.
After 2 weeks of internal training camp, the women's handball team of Cameroon converge on Douala, precisely at the Japuma Sports Complex, for a three-week internal camp that ends this Saturday. Under coach Serge Claude Mangala, the team's ambition is to go further than the last edition when they finished as vice African champions in Dakar, Senegal.
We are working hard to re-educate the result that we have in the 26th edition in Dakar, in Senegal. We were second after Angola, and this time we are going to try our best to produce the same result to seize our chances to win the trophy.
Coach Serge Claude Mangala adds that they are opening the path that can lead them to the throne.
We are sharpening our strategies. We are playing on the particular situation in defense and in attacks. We work on the participation of the pivot and the wingers and active defense.
18 players, 6 from European clubs, 7 from Cameroon, and 5 from clubs in other African countries, will travel to Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, for that continental competition. The Handball Lionesses will play their first match of that tournament on November 27th, 2024, against Guinea.
Ben Collins Nyeberwa. In football, Cameroon has secured 5 nominations for the 2024 CAF Women's Award. Kati Bia, goalkeeper for the under 20 Lionesses, has earned a double nomination for Young Player of the Year and Goalkeeper of the Year. Naomi Eto, captain of the under 20 Lionesses, featured in the Young Player of the Year category, while the coach of the under 20 Lionesses, Hassan Bala, is among the 10 contenders for the coach of the year. And the team that is under 20 Lionesses were also shortlisted for among 9 other teams for the best team of the year. In the meantime, the military football team of Cameroon will play against Algeria tomorrow in the final of the military AFCON taking place in Abuja, Nigeria. The military Lions defeated Nigeria in the semi-final yesterday by 1-0, while Algeria beat Equatorial Guinea 2-0. In local football, the fifth edition of the Guinness Women's Super League will kick off on the 5th of this month, with 12 clubs to take part in the competition. This season, Celine Eko, first vice president of the Cameroon Football Federation, who doubles as the president of the Professional Women's Football League, disclosed the information yesterday in Yaoundé. Meantime, current Elite One champions Victoria United of Limbe and 2024 Cup of Cameroon winner Colom Sportif of Jan Lobo are expected in Douala tomorrow for the Super Cup final that will take place on Sunday at the Mbappe Lepe Stadium in Douala. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiku.